Okay, we are at the two dots, Nun Beis and Aleph. Maitzah b'chamish nashim. The Mishnah said a story of chamish nashim. So I will read the story in the Mishnah because we're going to be medayik a bunch of things. We're going to derive a bunch of things from this story. There was a story with five women. Two of them were sisters. A person picked a basket of figs that belonged to their orchard, meaning they belonged to their field where fig trees were growing. Picked their figs, but it was Shemitah. So it was Hefker. And he said to one of them, who acted as an agent for the others, I want to marry all of you. So it said that the three of them are Mekadeshes and the sisters are not, and we had two Kshatim in that in the Gemara beforehand. We're not going to get involved in that now, but that's the story that we are dealing with. Zokta Gemara. Amarav. Shmami Nam Mastisim Chom Arba. We learn from this mission of four halachas. B'nagat Rav B'yadei Klas. Rav told us three of them. The fourth one, he left up in the air. Shmami Nam Mekadesh Meperish V'yis Mekadeshes. There's a raya from here that if you use Shemitah fruit, you're Mekadesh. Now Rashi brings two reasons why I would think not. The Chiddush. The Mishnah said the guy took Shemitah fruit and he used it for Kedushin, and it's effective Kedushin. Rashi brings two reasons why I would think not, why that's a Chiddush. So let's do Rashi right away. Hamikat benokit rav biyadei tlas. The shalosh mem hayo'ogzim biyadei. Three of them he held in his hands. The sadrant to organize them. The seder grusasai, in the order of his learning. Avil revias. The fourth one, he was not confident enough, or he wasn't sure enough, to organize it in his Gemara. When he taught it, he did not teach it with clarity. There's a fourth one, but he did not clarify it. Now, I don't know if he didn't clarify it because he himself wasn't sure, or he didn't clarify it because he knew it was a matter of argument and he left it alone. We will see in the Gemara, you can learn one of both ways, either one of both ways. And now comes the first one. Hamikadesh v'peris shvias mekudeshes. V'loya mina lab m'maynai. We don't say that Shemitah fruit doesn't really belong to you. The zaycha b'mdenu, because it does belong to you. The zaycha b'mdenu. We don't say that it's his money that he acquired. And l'kivin the zaycha b'mdenu hu l'chol davar. See, there's two ways to look at Shemitah fruit. Shemitah fruit is hefker. I have a right to go into anybody's field on Shemitah and pick the fruit. Does that make that fruit mine? Or does that mean it is hefker? I pick it so I eat it. But it never becomes mine. The difference is, if it's not mine, I can't do kedushin. I can't give a woman something that doesn't belong to me and do kedushin with it. It's not my money. So the chiddush is, Shemitah belongs to you. When you pick that fig, it is your fig now. Therefore, you can give it to a woman for kedushin. That's the first reason Rashi says the Hava Mina would have been. You can't use it for Kedushin, doesn't belong to you. Hefker. Can't be Mekadosh a woman if it doesn't belong to you. Inami, the loy tamer la'achla marachmana v'loy l'zavarachar. There is a rule that you have to use Shemitah fruit to eat. I'm not allowed to do business with Shemitah fruit. What if I did? What if I went and used it for Kedushin, which I'm not supposed to do? Shemitah fruit is not meant to use to acquire a wife. Shemitah fruit is meant that I should eat. If I do business, quote-unquote, marry a wife with it, I'm violating an isser. It is true. But the chiddush is that even though I'm not supposed to do it, that's effective. It is my fruit. And even though the Torah does not want me to use it for kedushin, but I did. And therefore it works. You shouldn't think that the restriction makes the kedushin invalid. Those are the two reasons I would think that the Kedushin does not work. So Rav comes and tells me that my Mishnah, you see, that the Kedushin does work. Yes, Doctor?
Two questions. Don't we already know that if I pick a bunch of Shemitah fruit and walk it into the city, I can then sell the Shemitah fruit that I have, that I've just gathered, to someone in the city who doesn't want to go out to the field?
Only up to three meals.
Right.
But very limited usage.
Still a
but only for eating, meaning, right. Again.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so the exact restrictions I don't know, but it's not supposed to be used to acquire an animal. I can't go and say, here, I'm buying the animal with the Shemitah fruit and you'll eat it. I can sell it, but now I can't acquire something with it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Specifically, you are able to trade in it. to a limited extent.
So the question is, you're not supposed to do Kedusha with it. It's not considered part of the...
Right. The second question is, question related at all to whether or not ownership of the land and ownership of the payers of the land, control of the land and control of the payers of the land, are equivalent or not equivalent?
No, I don't think so. I think this, the Torah made the payers hefker. The person still owns the land. But the Torah made the payers hefker. Now the question is, when I take it, does it become mine, or does it remain hefker and I just can eat it? That's the first step.
Somebody steals it. Is that my allowed to take it? I was like, the parish is?
Yes, the answer. That's part of the yes. It becomes yours. If somebody steals it, you can take it in. Weiter. Next case. Next Kiddush. Shmamina, kitchen begazu, ain't the Mukadeshus, so the begazu lida. Mishnah also infers that if you stole something from her and then give it back to her for Kedushin, it doesn't work. Because the Mishnah had to stress that it was Shemitah. Why didn't the Mishnah, who cares? Even if it was a different year, you took her figs and gave it to her for Kedushin, it should work. The answer is no. If you steal something from a woman and give it back for Kedushin, it does not work. The Mishnah makes it a point to stress that it was Shemitah. Had it been any other time of the Shemitah cycle, meaning not Shemitah, but the other years of the Shemitah cycle, it would not work. Rashi, and we don't say since she accepted it, she means to be Michael the Gzela and accept it for Kedushim. The third rising is, now here, what happened was, all five women made one of them a shliach to accept the Kedushin. That's what happened. He gave it to one of them, and he said, I want to marry all five. Now, that only works if she receives it for all five. Now, we know that women that are co-wives aren't usually best of friends. The raya is, if a woman comes in and says her husband died, we don't trust her for her co-wife.
Please shut the door. Okay.
And she's trying to mess up her co-wife. So we know the relationship between co-wives is usually not very positive. Now here, this woman is making it other four women that her co-wife. Now maybe we should say that she does not mean to do the Kedushin. She's messing them up. I'm sorry?
If everyone could please mute themselves.
Thank you. We might think that maybe this co-wife, because co-wives don't do co-wives favors, their relationship is not a positive one. Dr. Mishnah, no. If she accepts Kedusha for five, she accepted Kedusha for five, and we don't question that. We don't question that, even though it's usually not a favorable relationship. The trashy. Even though in all testimony that we trust a woman, ain had tzara to menace, we don't trust a co-wife about her co-wives. But when she acts as an agent, she did her job. They are becoming co-wives. She kibla that she accepted it for everybody. And the non-sisters, it works. So we see that co-wives are, we accept the fact that you work for all five. We don't question it because of the relationship of co-wives. So that's the three that Rav proved from this Mishnah. Then he said, so what was number four that he didn't tell us, that he didn't say with clarity? Dr. Gemara, Kedusha Shem Mesurim Labiya. The halacha, and when you marry a woman that you cannot consummate a marriage with, which we had a Machlokes Abaye and Rava, which each of them had a different shot in our Mishnah. You see that halacha from our Mishnah, but you don't see which way, because it depends if you learn the Mishnah like Abaye, or if you learn like Rava. So Rav did not present it with clarity. In fact, the Gemara of the next day, why didn't he tell us? Rav himself didn't know pshat in the Mishnah. He knew there were two understandings in the Mishnah, And therefore, he did not tell us this with clarity, whether Kedushin Shemus Rum Labia does work or doesn't work based on his reading of the Mishnah. So therefore, since he could read the Mishnah two ways, he said, you see a fourth halacha here, but I don't know which way to go. So I can tell you three of the four, but I can't tell you the fourth with clarity because there are two ways to learn. Rashi, the next way, Rav Nami Lahav Amayla, not could be other than plus. Why didn't he only tell us three? Hashmami, Nashmami, Nashen, Kedushin, Labia, Lehavi, Kedushin. Why doesn't he prove from here that Kedushin, Shemus, Rum, Labia is not Kedushin, like Rava? The Sapkalika Bai, the Mukulub, Basachas, Shekidish Tayan. He learns the Mishnah is talking about you did Kedusha for both at the same time. Hakidish Akas Mem Kudeshes, but if you only tried for one sister, it would work. Avagavli Perish, even you didn't tell us which one. Ushmami no have a kedushin, and if you learn like Abaya, the Mishnah is approved that kedushin shemisurim is a kedushin. Vikarava, or maybe the Mishnah is like Rava, the Mukhi Shalakidish Alakas, they never meant to do both. One of the two. Ulochem Arash, Rabbi Nami Masis and Arba. The Vadai kedushin shemisurim labia nami shemina mina. The way you learn the Mishnah will prove what the halacha is by kedushin shemisurim labia. But he wasn't clear to explain which way to learn from the Mishnah. He have a Kedushin, he'll have a Kedushin. I mean, Rav saw two possible ways of learning the Mishnah. He did not pick sides in that argument, or at least did not present it as he picked sides in that argument. He just said, the way you're going to learn the Mishnah is going to prove that Allah of Kedushin, Shem, Mitzvah, and Labia. You learn it Abaya's way, you will prove that having Kedushin. You learn it Rav's way, you will prove that having Kedushin. And therefore, just leave it there. I'm not saying which way.
Yalgagam came later?
Much later.
Of course.
After Abaya and Rav.
Of course, later. But wouldn't Rav understand that Rav's position was...
You'll have to ask him that question. Rav lived hundreds of years before, I mean, good 100-150 years before Abaya and Rava. What?
They were not Talmudists.
Not nearly, no. Rav Talmud was of Yehuda, whose Talmud was of Yosef, whose Talmud was Abaya and Rava. No, it's removed. Now, they didn't see each other. They didn't know each other personally. Now, Rav was from the earliest Amaroyim and when the Chashivist Amaroyim. But obviously, he saw two Pshatim in the Mishnah, and he did not decide which one the Mishnah teaches us. Now, again, let me backtrack. It could be Rav had an opinion, but it wouldn't be proven from the Mishnah. Rav said, I have four halachas that I can prove from this Mishnah. Now, it could be Rav held like Abaya. Why not say that? He probably knew the halacha correctly. But he couldn't say, I can prove from the Mishnah like Abaya, because there's another way to learn the Mishnah. So he said, you pick the way you want to learn the Mishnah, you'll walk away with the halacha. But there are two ways, and therefore, I cannot say I can prove one from the Mishnah. Meaning, even if Rav held like Abaya and knew the halacha, but he couldn't say you see it in the Mishnah, because there's another way to learn the Mishnah. Yes?
I mean, this brings... in a side question, which is, what did people wear for tefillin 2,000 years before Rashi and Ben Hassan? Here, you see often that you will have someone, the Gemara is saying that someone is going according to two disputants who are 100 years later than they are.
Again, Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia was not a daily affair.
Agreed.
So I don't know what they did.
What you just said, your own words, is that Rav was aware of the two readings. Whose opinions, and why are they now called, after hundreds of years, Rav and Abaya?
Because they're the ones that Lemaitza argued, and we paskin from them. We saw the Machloikis, we heard it from them.
But there must have been...
Yeah,
that again, it did happen.
Right, again, but... The discussion of it was a Rav and Abaya discussion. In Bavo, that's who had the discussion. They referred back that Rav had once said that you see from this Mishnah this halacha, but they didn't have a clarity of what Rav had said. He did not clarify. So we're saying the reason he didn't clarify is because there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. He might have had an opinion, but we don't know what his opinion was. He was saying, I prove things in the Mishnah. Well, if you have two ways to learn, you can't prove.
I mean, perhaps it's like there are certain issues that one sees which were an active question 200 years ago which have become resolved now.
Always happens that way. That's how Klal Yisrael operates.
Exactly. And so, I mean, you know, I get that's the only way I have of explaining
okay,
it. But, I mean.
Zagdik my bait. Kisalik Reb Zera. Reb Zera.
What you do?
Kisalik Reb Zera. I didn't say anything. Kisalik Reb Zera. When Reb Zera came to Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting. Reb Zera lived in Babel and went to Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, he's known as Reb Zeira. In Yerushalmi, he's constantly quoted. And he's known as Reb Zeira. It's Reb Zera of Bavo who moved to Eretz Yisrael. In Bavo, they called him Reb Zera, and in Yerushalmi, he's called Reb Zeira, but it's the same person. He saw the Reb Zera when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Amalah Shemaitze Kamed Reb Yechanan. He told over Rav's halacha that Rav proved these things in the Mishnah in front of Reb Yechanan. Amalah Mir Amar Rav Hachi. Rav said this, meaning it sounded like he was questioning one of those proofs. The Gemara understands that the one he's questioning is the Gzela part. That you can't be Mekadosh a woman with a stolen item. Frek the Gemara, but who lo yamar? But he doesn't agree to that. Somebody steals something and the owner did not give up hope of getting it back. Both of them don't have power to make this hekdesh, right? So somebody steals a hammer, so Reuven stole Shimon's hammer. Reuven has the hammer, but it doesn't belong to him. Shimon did not give up hope on it. Now Reuven can't donate it to hekdesh, it's not his. And Shimon can't donate it to hekdesh, he doesn't have it. Elefishay Nishaloi, can everybody please mute themselves? Zelefishay Nishaloi, Zelefishay Nishaloi. One is because it doesn't belong to him. One is because it's not under his control. So Rav also, Reb Yechanan also agrees that a stolen item doesn't belong to the guy who stole it. Now, before we move on, okay, let me just read the next line. The Digmar Haki Kamalai. Miyama Rav Kavasi. Rav said like me? Meaning he wasn't questioning Rav. He was happy that Rav said the same halacha. Now, what would be the have meaning the other way? Why would I think if you stole an item, you could use it for Kedushin? It's not yours. You stole an item, it's not yours. Now let me explain the Havamina. Again, it's a Havamina. It's not true, because halacha is it doesn't work. But what would be the Havamina that it does work? So the way Rishonim explained it is as follows, if I understand them correctly. There are points at stealing that the item becomes yours and you owe the money. For instance, steal an item, the owner gives up hope of ever retrieving it. So machlokes whether yish works or not, but let's say it does for now, for argument's sake. So now the item belongs to the guy who stole it. It now becomes his hammer. Somebody steals a hammer, and the owner gives up hope of retrieving that hammer. At that moment, going to Waman the Amar, again, I'm picking sides here, but I'm only trying to bring out a point. The hammer belongs to the guy who stole it. His hammer. He owes the original owner money, but the item is his. Right? Even if you learn Yish is not kaina, but Yish allows him to sell it, and then it becomes the buyer's. So if Yish doesn't work, somebody steals a hammer, sells it to his friend, after the owner was Miyayish, the guy who bought it owns the hammer. The guy who stole it owes the money, but the hammer perfectly belongs to the guy who bought it. No question, according to everybody. So whether Yish is kaina by itself, or Yish is kaina together with Shini Rishus, is a machlokes in Baba Kama, it's not for now. But there are points at times that the item transfers ownership and is replaced by a debt of money. That's what happens. So now, based on that, how about the Havamina, the minute the owner, the guy steals it, the item becomes his and he just owes money. There would be such a thought. Guy steals a hammer. He owes the money, but the hammer is his. Even before Yish. There could be such a Havamina. He owes the money, but the hammer is his. He gives it to the lady, belongs to the lady, for Kedushin, and he owes the owner money. Just like after Yish, we say that happens, maybe it would happen before Yish. So the Chiddush of our Mishnah is no. A stolen item, it remains the owner's until there is something that changes the ownership. Yish, Yish and Shina Rishus, Shina Maisa. There are different ways that the ownership can change and turn into a debt of money. Meaning it's never absolved from a debt of money. The question is, whose item is it? Is it belong to the original owner? Or does the item now belong to the new owner who stole it, but it's replaced with a debt of money? So the question is, at what point does that happen? Both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are saying, before Yish, it cannot happen. Before the guy gives up hope, it's his hammer. And no matter what, you can't give it to a woman. It's not hers. It's not yours. It's not hers. Once he did Yish, then you give it to the woman. It becomes hers. So you gave her something for Kedushin. You owe the owner the money, but you did the Kedushin. That's the Havami. You look very troubled.
No, the way the Mishnah, at least from the Mishnah, the way we thought we spade it, that she's the Nigzal, no? Isn't she the Nigzal?
Yes.
Isn't that Gotali and Kashmir Mil, but...
Oh, it's not a debt. It's her item.
But he's responsible to give it back to her.
But it's her item.
So you didn't give her anything. That's the Kedush?
Again. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. That's the Gemara we'll get to. At this point, Rav is proving that a stolen item doesn't work. We'll talk about her stolen item in a minute.
Changed. What? What changed? Is it went to his rishus? There's nothing that happened now that didn't happen before. I mean, what? Was this because of anything? What did he do? What?
About with years, without years?
Without years.
The Havamina? The Havamina would be that the minute the guy steals the item, it turns into a debt of money. That would be the Havamina.
Anybody holds that?
No.
What do you do with the Heshir's
after years? Turns into a debt of money.
Isn't that in
Kashmir? Okay, again, you're going about her Gzela. That's his question. I think tomorrow we'll get there. At this point, we're talking about Gzela, not her Gzela. Mm-hmm. We're talking about stealing from A and giving it to a woman. Nothing to do with stealing with the woman. We'll get to stealing from the woman in a moment. Come to Gemara Vayter. Let's do Rashi. Is there Rashi? Yeah, Rashi. Amr Lishmait say, Hada Kamina Leel, that which we said before, Kitchen Begazel Eidin Mukadeshus. Amr Rav Haki, Kasal Kedaitach Atzvu Ametama. Think that he was questioning, which was very seriously, that he doesn't agree. Abachin Avila Rabbi Yechon Guva Mili Amr, the Gazel Shabiyad Eidin Mamaynai, that stolen item in your hand is not considered yours, period. Zuck to Gemar Vaita Meitzvei. This concept that you can't be Mekadesh a woman with a stolen item, we are now going to question. The Brisa says, Kitcha begezel or the chamas. He was Mekadesh with gezel or chamas. Chamas means when you drop money and take the item without getting the agreement of the person. Just, you went, you're a nice guy, you want to steal, but you don't want to steal. So you came up with your own heter that I am going to put money down and take the item. You didn't ask him, you didn't force him, you didn't do nothing, you just took it. Ubegneva, gazel means you did it openly, gneva means you did it quietly. A shechot of sella miyada v'kitcha, or you grabbed her money and gave it back to her. Mekudeshes. So see, a stolen item does work. So how could you tell me, Rav and Rabbi Yechiran, that a stolen item doesn't work, and you proved it from our Mishnah, this Brisa says a stolen item does work. Zokta Gemara hasn begazel bida. When you steal from her, then it works. Because the fact that she accepted it means I am Michael, and it's your item now, and you're being mechanic me with your item. That's the mechanics. Since you stole from her, you come over to her and say, I want to be mechanic you, and she doesn't scream at you and say, you gotta get out of here, and she accepts it from you, we say, what you mean to do is you're saying to her, I want to be mechanic you, and she says, fine, which means keep the item, I give it to you as a present. It is now your item, and you can be mekadesh me with it. Frek the Gemara, but meditani sefer shechot of sella miyirah shalom. The second case in the brisa is you grabbed it from her mechlal dereisha begezel the almaskinan. That means the beginning of the brisa was talking about stealing from somebody else. right? Because the Braita says, or you grabbed her seller, which means that till now we were talking about you grabbed somebody else's. So the Gemara Perusha Kamafarish. It's explaining. Kitcha begazu b'chamasu b'gneva keitzad. Yonchichot of seller miyadu b'kitcha b'ay. That if the Braita is one case. You stole from her. And then you went back to her. So it works because we assume that she was Michael. She didn't scream. She didn't scream at you and call you all kinds of names, which means she was Michael. Rashi, the guess of the dove, given the kabilte, since he accepted it, achilte, she forgave it. Come on, Paruch, harav nami, the guess of the dove, come on. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. The Mishnah was talking about you took hers, and the Mishnah said it doesn't work. It only works because it's Shemitah. Had it not been Shemitah, it would not have worked.
Chatav means that it happened immediately before he asked being married to her?
Doesn't say.
Because the word chatav
doesn't
mean steal.
Chatav means grab. It's the same thing. What difference makes grab or steal?
Let's say if he took it a week earlier.
Same thing. What difference does it make? I just like just to finish the Gemara. Frick the Gemara. The Masnis and the Gazel, the dog cover, come around by animal possessions. Our Mishnah is talking about when you stole from her, and the inference was it wouldn't work. If you tell me if you steal from her, it works. Still a contradiction. So the Gemara loikasha the shad the chadr loishad. That Bryce is only talking about they were engaged. She was engaged to him. So now he was taking it to the next step of kedushin. Didn't have any money on him, so he grabbed something from her. Then he's using that item, but they're engaged. So therefore, we say she was Michael. But if you grab from a woman and give it back to her, and you weren't engaged to her. We say she's happy to get her stolen item back. She has no reason to want to be married to you. And our Mishnah is talking about they were not engaged. Therefore, the Mishnah says Gezel would not work. That price that it says Gezel would work is something you stole from her after engagement, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, but Masnis and Gezel, the talk to Shalahan, I saw. But Dayak Rabbi Nadei, the Mekadesh, and Rabbi inferred that it's not Mekadesh, he laughed the Shvius Avoy, if it wouldn't have been Shemitah. Hadik Tani Mekadesh, but the Shadach Mekam Ha'achi. They were engaged, the Skadish Lord, she agreed to do Kedushin. The Chabilte, the Gezel, the Dab, B'Shem Kedushin Achotai. When he gave it to her for Kedushin, if she accepted it, we say she's Meichel. Yes, somebody had a question. Yes.
He's saying, Areyah Mekadeshes, right?
Correct.
Both cases, right?
Yeah, but in one case, she took it. She didn't say yes, she took it. And she accepted. Yeah, but in one case, she's trying to get back her stolen item, and if this is the way she's going to get it back, this is the way she's getting it back. That doesn't mean she agrees to the kedushin. Explain.
I understand, but if they were engaged...
Then we say she means to accept it as kedushin. She didn't break the engagement.
Starting off in a pretty sour note.
Again, I'll let you worry about the marriage therapy that they need. I mean,
she's trying to also get by.
Maybe they're broke. She wants to get married, and he doesn't have anything worth anything.
But she didn't give it to him.
No, he took it, and now, yeah.
Okay. So I have to give my advice. He answered it with a lady that had a kamashi karib and mishkal of the Maya. She was washing her feet in a basin of water. The Taisus Rid is bothered. Who cares what she was doing? Why is this essential to the story? It really has no part to the story. I'll say in Terence that some say, but the question, the Taisus Rid blives fair. Asa hu gavra, man came. Chazav zuzim mechavre. Grabbed a zuz from his friend. Not from her. He stole a zuz from his friend. The shadalon, he threw it to her. Amalam Mekadeshesli, are you Mekadeshes? And she accepted it for Kedusha. This wasn't her money. This wasn't a stolen item from her. She got something from him. So Asa Lekahu Gavra Lekam the Rabba. So the guy comes to Rabba and he wants to know, am I married or not? I did Kedusha with a stolen item. Amar, so Rabba said, Lest the Chosh Lohadar of Shimon, the Amar Stam Gzei Leyish Bailam Havi. This is the Machloikas. Let me explain this machloikas. The halacha is, if you have a piece of leather, it's not mekabel tumah. The minute it becomes a keli, a usable item, that it becomes mekabel tumah. Now, who decides if the item is considered a usable item? The owner. If he wants to make it into tablecloth, then as soon as it's ready to be a tablecloth, it's a keli. If he's planning to make shoes out of it, no matter the fact that it's used as a tablecloth, he's not interested in a tablecloth. So it's not considered a keli. His desire decides whether it has reached keli status and is able, susceptible to accepting tumah. He makes that decision. By deciding to use it as a tablecloth, it is now a keli. But he didn't want to use it as a tablecloth originally. He was planning to make shoes out of it. Well, the fact that now it's a good piece of leather for a tablecloth, that's not what he wants to do, so it's not a keli. That's the halacha. So it has to be done by the owner. Let's say I hire somebody to process my leather, and he decides that it's a tablecloth. It doesn't make a difference, because he's selling it, even if it's his leather, and he's not the boss over this. He can't make the decision of what it is. It's decided by whoever is going to receive it, what he wants to do with it. He processes the leather, but it's not his decision. There's a machloikis by a ganav and a gazlan. Somebody steals something quietly, nobody knows who it was, and he steals it. And then he decides that he wants to make it into a tablecloth. Is that a valid decision? It depends. Do we assume the owner gave up hope, or we don't assume the owner gave up hope? So there's a machloikis, the Rabbanan Reb Shimon. Which one do we assume the owner gave up hope? And which one do we assume the owner did not give up hope unless we know? One man the Amar says, if you didn't see the guy steal it, not sure who he is, you give up hope right away. But if you know who stole it from you, he came and did it brazenly, you don't give up hope. Because you know who it is, you'll get it back from him. So if you don't give up hope, he's not the owner of the item. The other man the Amar, Reb Shimon, says the exact opposite. If somebody's brazen enough to steal from you and he's not scared of you, then you give up hope, because obviously that guy is a powerful guy and you're not going to mess with him. If somebody steals it privately, you're hoping to be able to catch the guy, and he's not powerful, the lie is he didn't do it brazenly. So Shimon says, Stam Gzela Yishbailim. Whenever there's a Gzela, assume that the guy gave up hope. Now here, the guy stole money from his friend brazenly. He went over to his friend, ripped out money from him, went to the woman with Mekadesher. According to Shimon, this Kedusha would be valid. Because as soon as he ripped it out of his hand, the owner gives up hope. The minute he gives up hope, as we said before, the item becomes the Ganav's and he owes the money. If it's his item, he can be Mekadesher woman. But if you don't hold like Reb Shimon, there's no reason to assume the guy gave up hope, so that it's a stolen item that doesn't work for Kedusha. So the guy came to Rava and said, listen, I stole the guy money and I gave it to the woman. Is she my wife? Rava says no, because nobody agrees with Reb Shimon. Nobody worries about that opinion that automatically we assume he gave up hope. Dr. Gemara, Amalei Rav, also the guy with the Rav, Amalei, less the chashla of the Reb Shimon. Nobody worries about Reb Shimon's halacha, Damistam Gzela Yishbayla Lava, that says Gzela assumed that the guy gave up hope. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the guy's right there. Not Yishloi Medas if it's an assumption. It's only Yishloi Medas. Meaning, if Stam Gzela Yishbayla Mibaylam, then it's Yish Medas. He knows it was stolen. Yish Shalem Medas means the guy doesn't know he lost it. Doesn't know it was stolen.
That's what's going on.
The guy saw him grab it. Grab it out of his hand. He knows it was stolen. Rashi. Mishkala Suffol Basin. Again, that's why the Tyson would ask, who cares whether she was washing her feet or reading the newspaper? Like, exactly why does that make a difference? Some say, the Teretz I saw is, that the Havamina would have been, that if she's washing her feet and she gets the money, she never meant to accept it for Kedusha because she's busy washing her feet. She doesn't care what's going on. She's occupied. But again, that's not the thrust of this Gemara, so why in the world does this become part of the story? Reb Shimon Beseder Taras. Masina Lobby Gamar Dagaizu, the Gamar brings it in Babakama. Iris Oganov, Amach Shavim Metamosim. Reb Shimon says, the iris of a Ganov, meaning he stole it quietly, being brazen about it, we say his Machshava does not make it susceptible to Tumah. The Shagazma Machshava Metamosim. Why? This is Reb Shimon's Svara. The Ksavak, even the Yodaman Gazle, Since he knows who stole it, he saw him, and he couldn't take it away back. He gives up hope. Yes, doctor.
As far as the wash basin, does anyone say what we usually say, which is this is the Maaseh Shehudim reciting case law?
That's what I would have said, but the Rishonim are bothered because usually there's some kind of understanding of why we need to know this.
The Marmot and Shabbos, Ayin Zion.
What?
He's in 77B and Shabbos.
For instance, Miyash.
I think it just says, I'm not sure, yes.
For instance, Miyash on the article was stolen. And then he sees it later on the lady's finger, a ring.
So, yeah. Can't take the ring, it's not his ring anymore.
The Gazan still owes him money, though.
Yeah, that will never go away unless he's my home.
But it's no longer
his ring anymore. We don't see this concept that we don't believe a guy is only if it's not a gay. Here it's a gay, whether she's an exorcist or not. Can't say, well, we don't believe you stole it, and therefore she's an exorcist.
For everything, even condition too.
Could be. It doesn't say the radium that he stole. It makes no difference. Yes.
We don't believe someone when they make themselves a Russia. But
it's not true. He made himself a Russia. This is the concept of Eilat HaMeitz not to a Russia is totally abused by people. Mm-hmm. And whenever it's the Geya Halacha that we have to know, we trust the guy. We don't let him. Meaning a guy comes in and said, I did an Avera. I want to bring a carbon. We say, Eilat HaMeitz not to a Russia. Or the guy says, I did it Bemeitzin, so therefore I can't bring a carbon. We make him bring a carbon, we say, no, we say you can't bring a carbon.
That's where I was going. You say that we do believe someone when they change their state, when they change state in terms of obligations like that. What he's doing, he's testifying that he's, you know, whether or not he's married or something. You know, he's
Nagelach. We don't punish a guy by what his own admission is. That's all in other ways Monte Rosa says. Okay. Not necessarily when you get mafti, I know. Don't think of my writer. Hahu Arisa, the Kaddish Bemuza de Samchi. There was a sharecropper who's entitled, for argument's sake, the Rishonim say 50%. It doesn't have to be that way, but they pick 50%. He was Mekaddish with a bundle, with a handful, I think Musa means a handful, a handful of onions. Asa Lekame de Ravo. Then he came to Rava and he wanted to know whether his Kedusha was effective. Now, we had earlier that being Mekadosh with vegetables was a bezayin. That just meant that you can't assume a Kedusha. But here the woman agreed. The woman can agree to accept vegetables for Kedusha. There was a question whether we say the father would be happy that his daughter got vegetables. Here we're talking about the woman agreed to accept vegetables, so that's not a problem. Vegetables are a wonderful kedushin if they both parties agree. The problem here is 50% of those vegetables don't belong to him. It belongs to the owner. He took a handful of vegetables, of onions, and used the whole handful without splitting 50-50. So the question is, he came to Rabba Amalei Man Achlach, who gave you that half? What right did you have to use that handful for kedushin? 50% of it didn't belong to you. Now, even though 50% did belong to him, but she never agreed to Kedusha for a half a handful. She agreed to Kedusha for a whole handful. And half of it doesn't belong to him. Zakta Gemara Vani Mili Bemuza, it's only by handfuls. Avo Kishev would be bundled. Matzi Amale Anoshak Li Kishish Kolat Kisha Kisha Kikisha. Handfuls are different sizes. Therefore, you cannot tell the owner, I took a handful, you take a handful. Handfuls are different sizes. Bundles are exact sizes. So if all bundled up, the sharecropper can take a bundle and he's not stealing. Because the owner will take the next bundle. There are more bundles to be had. Handfuls are not exact measurements. Therefore, it's not fair to take a handful and say, take a handful. Your handful might be bigger than his handful and it's not fair. So therefore, half of it belongs to him because you didn't split it. Mashenke, bundles are automatically split. So the sharecropper has a right to take a bundle and use it for Kedusha. Rashi. Who is Michael? You his chaylik. Avakisha aguda. She derech hayerek liis mechalis vagudus. The chala agudus he shavais, and the bundles were done evenly. And the talti agas to alta achas. They split one for one. Zog the gemara weiter. No. No. The Rishonim speak out. She only willing to accept the kedusha. She got a handful. She really only got a half a handful. She didn't get what she was given.
The reason is because it's
Gzela?
I mean, is that why she's not
Mekadesh? Because half the handful was Gzela, correct. Now, they were trying to mask, but he still gave her a puto with half the handful. Teretz says, that's not what she agreed to. Ahushasaya, there was this person who makes beer. A brewer, that's what he calls him. A beer, a guy makes beer. The Kaddish befruma the Shechra. Now, Fruma de Shechra, Rashi's gear says, Fruzma de Shechra. What it seems to be is the sediment, they used to put extra, the sediment of the dates, they made Shechra as date beer. They used to put more water into it, get more beer out of it. And the more times they did it, the beer got weaker. Right? The original beer is very strong. Then when they have the sediment left, they do it again a second time. It's a lesser quality, and a third time it's a lesser quality, gets lesser and lesser as it goes along. Stronger, the earlier you do it. The more you get out of the dates, the less power the dates have to make the water into beer. That's the fact. Now, he was Mekadesh with that. Asambari de Shichra, the owner, this guy was a beer maker, but it wasn't his dates. The owner of the dates comes for the beer. Ashkechein, the founder. Amalei, he says to him, Amalei taste of my harifa. Why didn't you give it from an earlier one? Why'd you give her this weak quality? Could have given her a better quality beer. The question is, he said that. The question is, does that mean he's giving it to him and he's letting him use it for kedushin? Or is he being cynical? Or, forget it, or he only saying it but he doesn't mean it. Not being cynical.
Sarcastic.
No, he's not being sarcastic. He's saying it, but he's saying it. Let me say how the Gemara is going to explain it. I would like to explain it like you, but the Gemara doesn't. He's saying it because that's the social thing to say, not because he means it. Because he doesn't want to break up the marriage. He doesn't want to be the bad guy. So he says, he should have given her better stuff, but not because he has any havamina that the guy should have stolen. He was never Michael. He's just saying it socially to be socially acceptable. This is what the Gemara is going to get into. That's the question. He said it. Did he mean it or not?
Where is the sincerity? How sincere was he with
it? Correct. Zakti Gemara asked the kind of the Rava. Amro, the Rava said, "Amro klachi tziyavas al yitrumu bavad." The concept to go get better, and if we find better, we think that he meant it, is only said by truma, where he has to separate it anyway. So then we say there's a concept that we told him, "Why didn't you take better stuff?" And we find better stuff. He was sincere, but over here, he has no obligation to give the guy beer to begin with, and therefore, he only said it because he's embarrassed to say, you got a few, you took my beer and gave it to this lady. So therefore, he said what's nice to say. You should have gotten better stuff, but there's no sincerity at all. Now, where is this case of truma? The Tanya. Case that, how do we, Amru, terms from Midas, truma, si truma. How does it work if you take truma without the agreement of the owner, total agreement, it's truma. You went into a friend's field, but leak it the terms from Midas. You took truma without his permission. If it looks like he stole it, ain't truma si truma. If it's not like he stole it, truma si truma. How are we supposed to know whether we should view it as stolen? The Malabayas finds him, and he separated truma. Why didn't you take better stuff from truma? Imdim tu yavas mem truma si truma. If there are better stuff, we say he's sincere. You should have taken better stuff. So it is truma. In lav, if we can't find better stuff, then we say he's being sarcastic. Ain't truma, say truma. He doesn't mean it. Hayu abaylam alaktim a meisifin. What if the baylam said it, but then added truma? Even if you can't find better stuff, but the fact that he's adding benkach or benkach truma is a truma. That works by truma, where he's obligated to separate anyway, so we take him sincerely. Here he's only doing it because he's embarrassed to say, you stole my beer for Kedusha, and he didn't want to embarrass, he's embarrassed to do that. He doesn't mean to be Michael, not doesn't mean it sincerely. Therefore, Vayinim Kedushas. Rashi. Zakrash Yahus or Saya Oysa Shechem Mitmaram Shabalabayas. He does beer, lemechtischar. He's entitled to 50%. The chaver above Metzia beperek hamafkin. We find a similar gemara in the third perek above Metzia. He gets half of the beer as his payment for making the beer. Owner provides the dates. The sharecropper, not the sharecropper, the employee gets 50% as his wages.
So
he owned half of it, but not the other half.
Which part of it is
it? Well, till they split it. Everything is 50-50.
There's no onions.
Not like the onions. It's not separated into things yet. It's still...
Not bottled yet.
Actually, some of it's better. They haven't used water many times. There's still some moisture. But the earlier you do it, the stronger the beer. We don't say this thing to go to the better ones means sincerity. What? I have a clock. The name of Goli died to the Nihilai, Elohim Truma Bavad. So I literally may mind this, because by Truma, he's going to take Truma. He only said it because he's embarrassed. The loy nichlei, he shouldn't be embarrassed. Abul mefrei loy nichlei. He doesn't really mean to be Michael. It didn't mean that it's yours. He just is embarrassed to say you got of you. And he treats it like it was stolen. Ain't trumasa truma. Dash the body halacha kamar leih. Being sarcastic. Why didn't he get better ones? Obviously, he couldn't find better ones to steal. Whether there is better or not better. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. I'm a Kaddish Bechelkai. Bein Kachim Kadashim. Bein Kachim Kalim. Einim Kadashis. If somebody is Mekaddish, a woman, with the chelik he receives by Kachim. Let's talk about a Kayan now. Kayan receives a portion of Chatas, Asham, and he goes over to a lady and says, here, this is the Chatas. Let's say it's shlomim. She could even eat it. I want to do mukdeshes. It doesn't work. It's not his. He has a right to eat it, but he doesn't have ownership of it. One does not own the kachim that he receives. One has a right to eat as a guest by the Rabbeinu Shlomim's table. Meaning, korbanos belong to the Rabbeinu Shlomim. You makir b'shlomim, you makir b'chatas, it's all the Rabbeinu Shlomim. He invites the Kehanim to eat certain parts. So they are guests at the Rabbeinu Shlomim's table. His meat that they are eating. It is not the Kayan's meat. And therefore, the Kedusha doesn't work.
It's called a Matana.
What?
It's called a Matana. He says, this is
Matana. No, the Rabbeinu Shlomim did not give this as a Matana. Meshuchan Gavaya Kazachu. They're invited. The Matana is to be invited at the table. Some things belong to a Kayan. I know it's called Matnas Kahuna, but the Kayan receives it. But the Mishnah is telling you it doesn't belong to him. It's going to be learned out from a Pasuk. This is not made up. This is based on a Pasuk. Whether the Kayan owns it or not, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Dr. Harris?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
What's doing in our show today?
You guys hear more than we hear. You know, it's like quiet here in the Rada School. So, I'd like to know.
Fine, I'll give it your hair, but soon as Tavis.
Amen.